damaging would it be if you get to find out? You just wake up one morning and find out that all you've known was a lie. How devastating. Or would you be celebrating on one end like, you know, I doubted these things. Or would you be like, oh, come on, where do I start from right now? I've always believed all these things. What would you do if you woke up one morning and everything you've ever known about life, about yourself, about your country, about the world, about everything? What would you do if you found out that everything you've known was a lie? How would you deal with that? So I was thinking about that over the weekend, and I'm like, yo, at the end of the day, you know, if you allow your life to be controlled by the external happenings, things that are happening around you and, you know, outside of yourself, you'll be a slave of the world. But if you control your happenings from inside out, I know it's just some big ones to say inside out. Collins, what do you mean by inside out? I'm talking about you controlling your emotions and, you know, identifying and knowing each and every one of those emotions you feel at every point in time. Because those emotions will determine your interpretation of the happenings around you, the world itself, your worldview, and everything about you. And it will go a long way in influencing the decisions you make. Let me break it down simple, right? Simply, if someone hurts you, for example, and you have, you know, you can feel anger, you can feel betrayal and all those emotions, as it were, but you know, not being able to identify the most dominant of all those emotions, you may end up acting based on those emotions, because you will not even know that you're acting in anger or in frustration. And then you make decisions that will rule your life based on that. The most powerful thing that a human can ever have, the most powerful thing, is the ability to control your emotions, to have a hold of your emotions. It will go a long way in helping you make that money you want to make. It's going a long way in helping you live that life you want to live. Because the truth is, in as much as the thing that fulfillment comes from making money and the ability to be able to, you know, afford whatever it is you want, I will tell you right now, that's not where fulfillment comes from. If not, there are so many billionaires who are unhappy. They don't feel fulfilled. Fulfillment comes from inside out. It comes from making progress, from seeing that you are today moving from one point to another towards a direction of your goal. And I hope this inspires someone this morning as we kickstart the show to say Baraka de Salah to everyone listening to us this wonderful day. Welcome, 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 welcome. Even if the whole world is burning down, Collins and Andrea would always be happy. We just choose to be happy. We never let the negative emotions weigh us down. Welcome to What's Up Lagos with the Techers. This is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And I'm pleased and happy and glad to welcome you to this morning's episode of the show. From Victoria Island in the city of Lagos, where we're reaching you from, the weather is cool and calm. Everywhere is scanty. Of course, you know it's a public holiday, so we expected that. How's the holiday going for you? How are you doing? I know you all are waiting for that sweet, slick, beautiful voice with the ability to keep it glued to your seat, close to your radio set, listening to the sounds that are emanating from the airwaves to your eardrums, making you live in peace and harmony and enjoying every moment of radio experience. I'm talking about the voice of the amazing hummingbird, Andrea Odubi Teke. Yeah, it's always Workers' Day. She's taking Workers' Day break. Workers' Day break. you know, it's Workers' Day at least. Normally, if you look at it, like from yesterday, that was Workers' Day. For those who are supposed to go to work yesterday and Sunday, of course, so those are colleagues working Sunday. Yeah, they're supposed to like just go off that day, you know. The entire radio will just shut down for one day. And then so workers can celebrate, as it were. But Andrea is unavoidably absent today. She'll be back tomorrow, before you know it. So you're left with me, and you know, you have to cooperate. Cooperate so that we can work this out, as it were. She's listening where she is. She's also giving a blessing. She laid hands on me this morning. The Collins go, kill them in the right way, if you know what I mean. So, but she's unavoidably absent. She's fine. She'll be back tomorrow before you know it. And I'm missing her already. And I know you all will be asking, where's Andrea? Where's Andrea? I just told you, all right? She will be here before you know it by tomorrow. But in the meantime, the show has to go on, right? Show must go on. So let's have this chat together. We start by having a feel of what's happening with you wherever you are in the city of Lagos. If you are listening to us from the mainland or the island, or maybe at Ebutemeta, where we hear that there's a building collapse there, which unfortunately we're getting reports that some people lost their lives there and others have been rescued. We'd like to find out what the update is like if you're listening to us from Ebutemeta or anywhere else in the city of Lagos. I can perceive that the roads are free, but I can't be sure for sure because Lagos is Lagos. You know, public holiday or anything, just a matter of time before you know it, there is traffic. What is it like? Did you go to the market this morning? What is the market saying? What women, men and alike, everyone, what's happening in the markets? Let's find out what's going on with you. Are you at home just listening to the radio station? Or, you know, well, an opportunity for you to spend some time with family? What is your plan? What's going on? And my Muslim faithful out there, how you doing? Baraka de Salah, Baraka de Salah, Baraka de Salah to you all. And congratulations on the successful completion of the fast, the Ramadan fast. I must say that. You know, easy, you know. Most of my Muslim friend, just lean during this period. I will lean and I can understand it, you know. God bless you, and I hope God hears your prayers, as it were. Okay, let's get into it. Call the radio station. Scream, what's up, Lagos? Let out all those negative emotions and then tell me how you're doing this morning, where you are listening to us from, and let's have some fun. I have a few questions to ask. And remember what I asked you earlier, that what if you woke up in the morning and just found out that all you've ever known about life is a lie? What are the things you'll be grateful for? Like, I knew that this thing is not, you know, I just be following this thing because, you know, there's no proof, as it were. And what are those things you'd be like, no, where do I start from? Let's get a talk. 0700-993-993-993. And ladies, how you doing, ladies? Hey, hope you're good. Hope you had a nice rest at night. The number to call us, a lady, is 080, oh no, come on, Colin, it's 01465-7190. 01465-7190. How you doing? I had a great weekend, if you ask me. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yes, oh, yes.
I'm glad to hear from you.
Wow, we're glad to hear from you too.
What you are saying about life, it is not somebody, it is beyond the imagination of human capacity, thinking. It's a divine interpretation from our Creator God. So we cannot say whether it's lie or not. Thank you for God bless you for what you are doing. You are doing very good things like this.
Thank you.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Thank you. God bless you too. You didn't tell us your name, but it's okay. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number. You can call us, a lady. You can call 01465-7190. You can send a WhatsApp, all right? I see some messages already. Shout out to you, by the way. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes! Cheers to life!
Woo. I've been dreaming of this day and it's here! Good morning, Colin!
Good morning to you! How you doing?
I'm listening to your radio station.
Wow.
And I happened to find this station when I was down. I was learning how to make shoes.
My
boss made the training very difficult. Made it feel like I would never learn it. Wow. He made me feel like I was not good enough, that I would not be able to do it.
Hmm.
But today I am opening my own shop, Collins. Yes! And I am to get through.
Yes! 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 Wow. Aye, aye, aye. That made me just leap for joy. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Invite me. Let me come and check now. Maybe, can you make, do you have shoes for my size?
Yeah, of course I do. What's your size?
Okay, don't worry. Well, I'll say that in camera.
Okay, you can come over. But I still have the Butemeta.
That's
Nicola's
okay.
Nicola's building is just along the same street here.
Wow.
It happened around 9:30 to 10 yesterday night.
Wow.
It was, oh God, we have cried our eyes out.
Uh-huh, man.
It's a three-story building.
Chai.
The people at the top floor were rescued last night, and some of them were conscious. But the people that were rescued this morning, I don't know. Because those people in the first floor, God help them.
Man.
God help them.
Amen.
It's not what you want to even witness. It's a very sad experience.
I can only imagine, man. Really, really sad experience indeed. Thank you for that report and congratulations again on.
Thank you.
You know, don't worry. You become a billionaire.
Amen.
You're gonna make money. Don't worry.
Yes,
don't worry. God bless you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
To Andrea.
Yes, certainly she would hear. Thank you so much. All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay, that's the energy of the show. No, hey, just appreciate and enjoy every moment of your radio experience. This is radio like you've never known. It's that kind of radio that is crazy and sweet at the same time. No bitter, just crazy sweet, you know, positive and everything good. How you doing, Lagos? What's happening in your Lungu? We are in the feel of Lasgidi. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Hello? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Hi. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes! Chase the light!
Collins, how far now?
I'm good. How are you doing?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, great to hear from you. What's your name,
chapter
by the way?
Chapter 1.
No make a rare.
Chapter 2.
Ref and Butuku Nadame from those.
More live on for them.
Yeah, let's leave it at that.
How far now? Guys, Andrea.
She's doing fantastic. She's doing beautiful.
Okay. And take a three. Don't say anything. Just answer. And take a three.
Okay. It's fine. Let me answer very bad. All right.
Oh, my brother, it's long I heard from you. I said, no, I have to call you today and hear your voice.
Great that you did. And by the way,
please,
for those who haven't listened to you, I mean, I'll mention your name and tell us where you're calling from and what's going on, where you are.
Oh, my name is Daniel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Danny. I'm calling right now from Agungi.
Okay, how far?
Inside Agungi, or more inside Agungi, that street, inside Agungi, if you see traffic, maybe not because of probably the Muslims are praying.
Okay.
I think so, but there's a lot of traffic inside Agungi, but not I'm not seeing traffic on the express anyway.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you for that report, Emmanuel, man. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Please, Collins.
Yes.
Please, help me anytime you can. Help me play, even if it's one longer or quarter bass, anyone.
Okay, I'll try. I'll try and do that. Don't worry, I'll do that.
Last two.
All right, man. Appreciate you. All right, guys. We are going to go on a break right now and get some message. News you can use, what I like to call it. We have the deals plug right here with us in the studio. How you doing, gentlemen?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. And I've got some great news that you can use.
All right. Thank you very much for that information, guys. You can trust on that. Trust me. But let's get on another break. But I asked a question earlier and someone has sent a message to me telling me what they would do if they got to find out that everything they've known over the years throughout their life was a lie. What would you do? He said, what's up, Lego? If I woke up and found out that everything about life was a lie, if my life was a lie, one thing I would be grateful for is I'm not from Nigeria, but the USA. Come on. Oh, my. So you wish, you're trying to say that you wish that you were actually from the US and not Nigeria. But the US is made up of every other country. I mean, people, you know, Nigerians who are US citizens are there. So it's still achievable. You know, don't give up. Don't give up. All right, guys, we're going to break. We'll be right back. Stick around. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I'll be right back.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos. Bang to the amazing piece of music. Black is beautiful. Isn't black beautiful? Though we love it here, we do. Welcome back. Well, we're finding out from you how you're doing this morning. We're checking out what's going on in your lungu, your neighborhood. We actually care about you because these days people get really busy and they don't get to ask the questions that matter. Like, hey, how are you? You know, these days people don't even greet people anyhow, you know, because no time to check time. So we're giving you an opportunity to learn to know that there's someone that cares about your well-being, that cares about how you're feeling. If you woke up well, if you are energized, or you have the right energy around you to go about your daily activities, we give you that opportunity every day to share with us how you're doing and also give a situation report of what's happening in your neighborhood. And that's what we do every morning, and that's what we call the feel of Lagos. So guys, wherever you are in the city, call the radio station, scream, "What's up, Lagos?" Pretty much like asking Lagos, "What's up?" Like, "What's up?" You get what I'm saying? And then tell us how you're doing. And I asked a question earlier. If you woke up this morning and found out that everything you've known about your life, about the world, about everything, was a lie, what would you do? What would you do? How would you react to that? Would you be, "Hey, I celebrate"? Oh, nah, where do I start from? Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes! Cheers to life!
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Who do we have?
My name is Jess Loba.
Oh, Jess Loba, how old are you?
8 years old.
8 years, 8 years, 8 years. You're big. Great, good to have you.
That's additional daughter. She has been killing me for that.
Oh, are you serious? Wow.
You can. So she couldn't talk to Aunt today.
Don't worry. Tomorrow she'll try again. Andrea will be around.
I love you.
We love you.
I love you.
Yes, we love you too. Oh my. Be a great, amazing kid. I love children, really, man. I hope I don't make like a whole dozen myself, just saying, guy, but I love children a lot. I hope Andrea's not listening, but hey, the truth is I love children a lot. I won't lie. Anyways, that's the feel of Lagos. Whether you're 9 or 99, no matter the age, you've got a space right here for you. You have the mic. You can call, scream, "What's up, Lagos?" and get excited about life. That's what we hope to achieve each and every day on the radio. Hi, good morning.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes.
Appreciate.
Wow.
Appreciate God will surely bless you.
Amen.
You're turning the mindset of certain Nigerians to something good for them to trust God. Now, according to what you are asking now, concerning if you woke up and found out everything was life.
Yep.
It is not something we have to think of, because it's beyond our human imagination. It's God's interpretation. Everything by God's grace. So that is that. And as regards to that, I have to appreciate. I called before, I didn't tell you my name. My name is Godswill Joseph.
All right, Mr. Godswill Joseph. Yeah. Where did you call from, by the way?
I'm calling from Okoka.
Great.
What is happening in the area now, everywhere is quiet, everywhere is quiet, and we are celebrating and then considering on the common to.
Okay.
Islamic celebration.
That's
we
right.
We Christians are well cooperating with the Muslims. You see, the place is a good place to live. You can't know which is with the Muslims.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's by the grace of God.
Yes.
And the God will surely bless you, because God has chosen many from the sea called to walk in His kingdom.
Amen.
So,
thank you.
So that's to your wife.
Yep.
Yeah, lovely, good speaking wife. I've not seen you, but I know from your interpretation for the radio 99.3.
Yeah.
Therefore, have a good heart and as well as
your wife. Thank you so much.
Doing the good work by God.
Amen. Thank you too, and God bless you too. Pretty appreciate you for that. I mean, he talks about something very key. You know, when celebrations like this or holidays like these are times that we get to rekindle that power, that need to understand that we can peacefully coexist, irrespective of our religious views or our political views, whatever divides us, you know, should not really, really, really be a barrier, you know, from us coexisting peacefully. Really, that's the truth. And this is an opportunity. See me, I'm happy as if, you know, I don't know if this is one where we see ram to eat, but just the fact that it's a holiday, you know, I'm joining in a celebration, and that's the right spirit. All right, let's keep coexisting together because we need each other to survive. Let's get back to the calls. More calls coming in. We're finding out, what would you do if you woke up one morning and found out that everything you've known was a lie? All right, someone is responding to that on WhatsApp. It says, I woke up one day to know that everything I knew was just a lie. I'll be happy to know that heaven and hell isn't real. I know that feeling, man. I know that feeling. Because the people live all the entire life trying to make that heaven, you know, as it were, and judging themselves whether they have been able to, you know, whether they've earned a ticket to heaven. You know, and then, you know, sometimes your head just be like, okay, how? What if? So I understand that feeling, right? He said, man, you'll be happy to know that heaven and hell are not real. Anyways, well, what would you do? Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was a low one.
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Chester!
Good morning!
Good morning to you!
Good morning, the Techers.
Good morning indeed. Who do we have this morning?
It's Frank from Ikorodu.
Frankie, how is IKD this morning?
Man, IKD is cool and calm.
Great, great to hear. Really
great. The weather
great
is calm.
Yeah, I love the weather. It's really cool living here.
Yeah, the Muslims are going about their activity. Happy celebration to every Muslim.
Absolutely.
Happy Ramadan to every Muslim faithful out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. Malungu is cool. Malungu is calm.
Man, appreciate Frank. I appreciate you always for calling and giving us your reports. God bless
it's
you.
Monday morning. It's good to hear from you again.
Great. Happy to hear from you too. Yeah, she's away on. Well, she'll be around tomorrow. But she's.
Oh, okay.
She'll be around.
What's up, Lego?
Yes! Just alive, Frank! Oh my, in case you don't know, when we say what's up Lagos, you say chest alive. When you say what's up Lagos, we say chest alive, because it's all about celebrating life, irrespective of how life looks. We chest alive, we celebrate the ability to breathe. That's what we do with that scream. Let's get back to more calls. Good morning, what's up Lagos? Cheers to life! Woo! Wow!
Second!
Yes, so.
Hola, Joshu! Hola, Minepo family! Say what's up, Lagos, to you this morning!
Yes! Shout out to you! Hola, Joshu!
Hola! We love you! We love Angela! We love Second! Second! And Nigeria Info! What's up, Lagos?
Yes! We love you too! Woo! Regards to your beautiful family. We just love families, don't we? We love families, don't we? I mean, you can feel it. You can feel it even in my voice right now. How much happy I am. Whenever I hear a family come together, it's epic. It's inexplicable. And we love it. So whatever it is you are going through in your family right now, try your best to see how you can fix it. You good? Uh-huh. Make the right decisions, right? Some people have to just drop ego. I don't know why I'm saying this. Drop their ego on trying to fix it, because family is everything. When I say family is everything, family is everything, oh. No, yeah, demo. Say it's not scam, oh. No, be scam, oh. Anyways, let's get back to the calls. But before then, another message here says,
all right.
It says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? I woke up this morning and sexual blah, 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 blah. No, I have to look at that properly because you come on there. All right, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Ooh, cheers to life. Call back if you can. Oh la la. The lines are doing that Bob Marley thing. We try to fix that. You can call 0700-993-993-993 or you can call 01465-7190. It's the feel of Lagos. Hi, good morning.
Oh, calling Steke. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes. Cheers to life. Woo. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Please, Andrea, take care.
Andrea is away for today. She'll be around tomorrow.
Okay. I trust you, Collins. You can run the show.
Thank you with your support. We can do it.
The question, my name is James from Lekki.
All right, James, let's talk.
The question is, what would you do when you find out that all you've been told from you were born that is a lie? Right?
Yes, that's the question.
Okay. Now, somebody said, when you wake up, now then your money starts. So, you know, you will not torture yourself because of that. You will just understand that the world is different, that things evolve in the world. So, you know, the courage to start up a new mind
system.
To turn up your mind from that old thing you have believed and just start it anew. I think you now need to begin to entertain new thoughts and new ideas that will change your life and never dwell on the past. And don't torture yourself because of your past, of those past wasted years. It's not worth it. So just start from where you are and courage by your side, you should get to the top.
Wow, I love it. I love that. I love the way you put it. But let me ask you, would there be anything that you currently believe and that you wish that it wasn't true?
That's a very tough question. It's a very tough question, but if there is anything of such, it would be pathetic to start changing such belief. Because if I believe in something, it means I have 100% trusted that thing is true.
Yeah.
So if suddenly something just comes and makes it a lie, it will be pathetic. It will be too very difficult for me to change. But, change is constant. You just have to change.
That's right. Change is constant. I love that. Thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate you for calling. Well, more calls coming in. That's an underway question. By the way, question, if you like, we're asking you that if you just woke up and found everything you know was a lie, how would you handle it? You know, will you be like, oh, come on, where do I start from? What do I do right now? Because the truth is, there could be a possibility of that. 70 to 90% of what you know and always believe could be a lie. But, you know, I don't want to go into that. I don't want to go there at all. You know, but like the truth is, like, as you go about life, a lot of things unfold. You know, that's the constant change talking about. You get to understand things better. Your paradigm, your shift. You know, there's a paradigm shifting that happens, and then you start perceiving things differently. You start interpreting things differently. So this actually happens all the time. From time to time, we get to find out that we move. You know, the more we know, the more we expose to things, you know, the better we interpret life. And then we get to realize that there are a lot of lies that exists, you know, that we've lived with all our lives, you know. And it's actually something that's already happening. But just in case you woke up, the things you've always believed, you just woke up and realized that, hey, these things are not actually what they are. What would you do? Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life. I love that. Man, I still need somebody to go like, no, let me not be saying this, for somebody who go and injure themselves. But if you have, safely, you can stay on Third Mainland Bridge or maybe the highest building on Lagos Island, or maybe you go to any of the cities, or come to VI. The tallest building VI is around, you know, a quarter roundabouts. you know, just get there, you know, climb and scream, what's up, Lagos? I think it would be a great experience. Just saying, guys, I have to do it myself or try. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos, Mr. Collins?
How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. This is Brother John.
Okay, Brother John, where are you calling from, Brother John?
Yes, Brother John's calling from Mr. Collins, I want to make a suggestion.
Okay.
Maybe you have a lot of friends and fans who are not living in Lagos.
Yeah.
Can we make WhatsApp Mowe or WhatsApp Abeokuta? You have a lot of friends.
Hmm.
So that at least you understand
where
your friend
from.
Is living, the condition of your friends and fans everywhere around.
That's right. That's right. I agree with you. We certainly look into that, but feel free. You can always say, what's up, Lagos? And then you now say, what's up, Mowe Bafor? What's up?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Mowe?
Yes, yes, yes. Cheers to life. Thank you so much. That's the thing. Just make sure the what's up, Lagos is there first. And then you now go back to what's up, Mwe Bafo, or what's up, Wario area. However, you want to do it, even if you want to do it in your language, go ahead and do it. But first of all, ensure that what's up, Lagos is there, like to sign in, and then you now scream the area where you are in. We'll see what we can do around about that, but that's what it is. Feel free, scream wherever you want to scream. Hi, good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes! Cheers to life! Woo! Aye, aye, aye.
Good morning, Colin.
Good morning to you. Wow.
Yeah, I'm calling from the Ajax. My name is Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing? How is Ajax this morning?
Oh, well, it's pretty cool. I'm just indoors on my bed. As I heard your voice, I was feeling pumped, so hyped and all. Oh, wow.
I love it. I love that.
Good morning.
I love that, man. I'm really happy. So I find out any Ram in your area, because I look for after the show, I look for where.
Ram there now, but now people will get leg. Don't say me, I not to get leg like that, but this I always a day inside my house. But anyway, I think there are a couple of celebrations around and
okay.
So cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Great.
So to your question actually, if I wake up and I hear that or I see that everything has been a lie, I will actually be very, very, very happy. Because,
why?
Bro, I know they lie. Because, the truth is, since when I've been born, I lost my mom while she was trying to give birth to me. And so, you see all those kind of things. Like, if it now happens that I'm on a lie, or this woman is somewhere, I don't go find you. Stop. Where you behind?
So,
I wish you a beautiful morning. And everyone in Lagos, I want to advise anyone, just take a book and read. It gives you some level of confidence and you just feel... You feel prepped up for the day. Babe.
That's right. That's right. That's right, man. All thank right, you Colin. So much, man. I really appreciate it. And your story really inspired me, man. You're a great guy. Trust me, you're great. You're great. Oh, boy. Man, that's it all. That was pretty deep. And, of course, his advice, take a book and read. That's very important. Because I have one of my mentors there. He said his life changed when he made up his mind to read 30 minutes every day. And, and, of course... You know, you cannot live life without reading. If you don't, it will tell. It will be obvious. And that's the truth. And I won't come on the radio and tell you this if I'm not practicing myself. So, guys, don't look that reading is for some people. Pick the books that you're interested in. Read. Read it all. It's a big deal. 30 minutes a day. Social media reading is not reading. You know. Carry a book, like actual book. Open the pages, read the table of content, move to the, forward, read everything, start chapter one, 30 minutes every day. In fact, this thing this man just said, and I'm, reoccurring, would change your life. If you're listening to me, wherever you are, you change your life. And one thing about reading is that you don't need to have gone to school, say you've gone to the university before you can actually read, all right? Start from somewhere. And there are even courses online to teach you how to speed read. You understand? Teach you how to read and understand. There's a lot of information online where you can read learn how to read and understand. I don't know why I'm saying this, but maybe someone is going to be blessed by this because we're too busy for this Lagos. If you don't read, boy, okay. Okay. Well, what's up, Lagos?
What?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes. Cheers to life. Welcome.
You have Soshebu on the line.
Soshebu. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling you from Okota at the moment.
Okota. All right. Yeah. Let's talk. How's Okota now?
Fine. The area is cool, and then we just have a nice weather at the moment.
Yeah. We love so the weather.
We're enjoying the weather.
Okay.
For now.
Mm-hmm. Great to know. Mm-hmm.
You see what you are talking about this morning?
Yeah.
It has happened to me, but it was gradual.
Okay.
It was not just at once and everything became a lie.
Yeah.
It was gradual. Especially as it relates to my religious beliefs at the time. Yes. I once believed that all Christians are going to heaven.
Wow.
But gradually, I came to realize when I was studying the Bible that it has been a lie. Then I came to realize that there was nothing like hellfire in anywhere.
Wow.
That it has been a lie. I also realized there is nothing like reincarnation. Yes, because the Bible promised resurrection. If people who died got reincarnated, of what use is resurrection? So I learned so many things that I came to realize that all I believed in the past was just a total lie.
Wow. Wow.
So it was gradual.
So how did you react to that? Did you like, you know, say, well, thank God, there's clarity, or
honestly,
on.
I keep thanking God every day because and I hold my Bible very dear because people are just handed over beliefs. But they are not meant to search out the true Bible teaching to know exactly what the Bible is teaching.
All right.
People just sit down every day, clap hands, and make some donations in the treasury box.
Wow.
And go home.
Okay.
But the deeper things of the Bible, they don't know.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for sharing that. So it's a bit deep than you think, guys. If you woke up, because the truth is you don't know, but I'm telling you that happens every day. Every day someone wakes up and realizes that something has been a lie. So that's the truth. It is a world of a lot of lies, really. You know, you just have to find out yourself. They say whenever you wake up, it's your morning. So how would you react to that? What are those things you'd be like? Well, thank God. It is a lie. Hi, good morning to you. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes. Cheers to life.
What's up, Ogunse?
Yes, yes. Cheers to life.
I'm happy to get you.
We're happy to have you.
I've been listening to your program for like forever. I'm so, so happy.
Wow. we're happy to get to have you. What's your name, by the way?
My name is Lori. Calling from Otta.
All right. How's Otta this morning, now?
Nah? Otta is very, very cool. Everybody celebrating, everybody happy. It's cool.
Oh, great to hear. Thank you so much, Mary, for calling, man. Enjoy your stay.
My girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah, she would hear. She's listening. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. God bless you.
Amen.
Okay, guys. Well, from that call from Ogun State, we'll be taking a break and going straight up to pick some bills. But before then, the treasure hunt is back on What's Up Lagos. So find a photo of a Nigerian artist who performed at the Madison Square Garden this past weekend, and you win 5,000. Good luck to you as the fastest finger. Download the app. Go on the Nigerian Info FM app and search for the picture. We'll be right back.
Sorrow, sorrow, ni mi da kumajaki, sorrow, sorrow, don't know what.
I mean, I love that piece of music, you know. I had to ask someone that what are they saying, and they explained to me what they were saying. But I'm going to ask you too. You know, I heard that a lot of advice in that particular song, and I'm playing that, of course, to celebrate a Muslim faithful, for this very special time. It's what I could lay hands on right now to play. I hope it's relevant. But I mean, I enjoy every bit of it. I remember I saw two kids, very young children. They were singing this song word for word, like every single part from the beginning to the end. The song is about 6 minutes, and they sang every part of it. And I was curious, and we wanted to know, what is this song saying that these kids are actually, you know, recite? They're singing the song word for word, like they understand exactly what the singer is saying. So, man, it would be great. So I'm going to give it for next 20 minutes or thereabout to celebrate. If you're Muslim faithful out there, you can celebrate your loved ones and say, hey, I want to greet this person, give shout out, feel free, all right, give shout out, and also say barakat salah or whatever you want to say. And most importantly, you have to invite me, you know, add the invite to come out, collect the meat. Okay, best. Make sure that was added to it. All right. So 0700-993-993-993. That's a number through which you can call. And that song is by Amina Tajau. Soro soro ni mi. Soro soro ni mi means that what? You know, I'm a tokotoku. Tokotoku. And I heard the part where she said that God created the entire world with words. So I don't know. If you're out there, you're fan of that song, for better explanation, you know, I'm not proud. You know, I can't claim that I know everything he said in that song, but I'm sure it's safe to play on radio. So what you can do is, what is that song saying? What is it saying? All right, I'll just take a few people to explain that. But remember, you can give a shout out. If you're a Christian and you want to give a shout out to your Muslim brothers and sisters, you could go ahead and do it. And if you're Muslim, you just want to say barakat salah or greet in however, teach me other ways to say, to greet, you know, especially during this period. Or happy Eid, or whatever it is you want to say, go ahead and do it. The next 20 minutes, we're going to do that and have some fun while we do that. This is What's Up Lagos on Nigeria's number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't forget that. Never forget that. And we are the Techers. My name is Collins, and I'm standing in for, of course, the Techers right here, because Andrea is unavoidably absent. I'm missing her a lot. But hey, she gave me a blessing, sent, you know, the support, the backing. Come here, Collins. Kill the show. And I hope I'm doing just so. She'll be here tomorrow. Don't forget that. But you can call on 0700-993-993-993. And you can also send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. And you can call us a lady at 01465-7190. This is radio like you've never known. Radio you never can predict. Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers.
Adeshewa again. I want to make a shout out to Akinde Ashiru Ismaila.
Okay.
He's been a very good friend to me.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm a born bred Muslim.
Okay. Wow.
I'm a Chief Imam daughter. So I'm wishing all the Akinshalas, everywhere you are, I'm one of you. It's hard to lie, Akinshala.
Okay.
But I'm now Ogundikwa Adeshewa.
Wow.
I've joined the fence.
Okay. I mean,
and all the Shitu family too. I'm greeting everybody.
Oh, fantastic.
Barka de Sala.
Barka de Sala, indeed.
You wanted to say something?
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. The fact that a lot of people become, they were Christians before they moved to Muslim.
Yes,
people are Muslim before they become Christian. So,
And I'm greeting Sheriff too.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm greeting Sheriff. Okay, Barka de Sala.
Barka de Sala. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. All right. our Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. Hi, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we are Nigeria Info. We represent the nation, you know. Every good thing that the nation represents is what the station represents. Today, we're celebrating our Muslim brothers, and we want you all to give a shout out. Feel free. And if you want to tell me what you think I do not know about that song, tell me. Feel free. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm Christy, calling from Agboro.
Great to have you. Let's talk.
Yeah. I would like to greet back at your family.
Okay.
Yes, Godrich family. And I'm wishing all my brothers and sisters Baraka de Salah.
Baraka de Salah to you too, my sister. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Aye, aye, aye. I'm loving this. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Robert.
Hi, Robert. Welcome, Robert. Where are you calling from?
From my papa area.
Great. How's our papa this morning?
There is no problem. Everywhere is cool and calm. I want to wish Sherif Quadri Baraka de Salah.
Yep.
I want God Almighty Allah to bless him and his family.
Amen.
Only God know how my money will look like if Sherif is not on the studio.
I can imagine.
Even there was a time I asked him that, Sherif, how do you manage your time?
Yeah.
Especially this fasting period, because by 4 o'clock Sherif is there. We start again by 5.
Mm-hmm.
Then newspaper by 6. Every day, his labor will not be in vain.
Amen.
The days of God.
Amen.
And I want to bless all of you in Nigeria Info. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you. Appreciate you indeed. Nigeria Info 99.3. Big shout out to Sheriff. It takes a lot to be. You said it all. Great job, Baraka de Salah. Allahu Mumbo, arrange, click on man. Because we will just wait after the fast. We wait for the meat time. You know, as it is. How many of you on that table, please raise your hands up? You just be greeting them nicely. Ekua well. You know, be greeting them. You be, you know, paving the way. So that because, you know, after they are aware, when it's time for the Baraka de Salah, when it's time for the Salah Salah, you know, you can also show up. Because if you did not say, you know, Ekua well, show in law, you know, if you don't do that, you won't be bold to ask for the meat. Where do I get these thoughts from, Ben? You know what I'm talking about. Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life. How you doing?
I'm fine. This is the only Eze in Odogbolu land.
Are you again?
And I'm new. You.
Oh, my God.
I say,
Yes.
You know what I mean, That song, That song, That song,
Where did you do the song?
That song, Hey, we go play and for America, Then we land on Odogbolu. Then we can't change them to my language, the Igbo language.
I'm listening. Oh.
Before I will come give you the reinterpretation of that song.
Okay.
Do you know I want to be a Muslim next year? So that I'll be celebrating and be fasting and be enjoying myself. You understand me now? But I will not be a faithful one because I'm a chop.
Anyways, it's good to hear from you always. Shout out to everyone in the Odogbolu.
I greet all my family, all my friends, the Muslim friend, the Christian friend, all Nigeria.
Yeah.
And I say, God bless Nigeria.
Amen. Amen to that. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Eze from Odogbolu. Eze Odogbolu Kingdom representative. You like Odogbolu? Odogbolu ambassador, self-acclaimed Odogbolu ambassador. The lines are jamming, and I don't like that sound, do I? Well, you can send a WhatsApp. You want to give a shout out to your Muslim faithful out there, all the Muslim faithful. You want to say Eid al-Fitri? Hope it's Eid al-Fitri. Am I correct? Okay, I'll check that. But I think it is. But I'll just keep it safe. Barca de Salla. Barca de Salla. I love the sound of that. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life. Who do we have?
Yeah. I want to shout out to all of you that are working in Nigeria Info.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
We are really dealing with topics that will help everyone.
Thank you.
It is well with you.
Amen. Amen.
That particular song is talking about those of us that used to talk.
Hmm.
Yes, you are one of them. Soro, soro,
Nimi.
That means I am talking.
Talking. Hmm.
Olamide Soro means I will not talk what is not right.
Talk, good talk.
I must continue to talk good talk.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
Because there is a bird that is called Orofo.
Okay.
It's because Orofo who used to talk and people will see, the hunter will see it and kill it.
Hmm.
So we shall not die for what we are talking about.
Amen. No. That is
what that song is all about.
Wow. That's a powerful song. That's a powerful song. Thank you so much, ma'am. You didn't mention your name.
Okay. I am Abose Deotun.
All right, madam. Abos Edea Otun. Thank you so much for calling.
I want to equally shout out to Nigerian Union of Teachers.
Okay.
Their elders.
Okay.
And everything, because I was once a teacher. I will be 70.
Wow.
I was once a teacher.
Wow.
And I know what they are doing in Lagos State. Thank you so much.
Thank
I
you
love
too.
You.
We love you too, ma'am. Thank you so much. Wow. Beautiful. Shout out to our city senior citizens, you know. The ones that, shout out to all of you, for your sacrifices. Sometimes we get to talk and we get to forget that some people have paid the prices. You know, we only remember the negatives that those in the past have done. But there are people who have done a lot of contributing factors to the positives that we experience even today in the past. So shout out to all senior citizens, good senior citizens, all of you. Shout out to you. That's from me, my heart to you, me and my family, and the entire Nigeria Info FM family. We say shout out to you. Well done for a job well done. You know yourselves. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Father. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Collins.
Hey, Collins. Sorry.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. What a wonderful day.
Yes, indeed. Who do we have?
My name is Benjamin Chidebe. I'm calling from Bodilon.
Welcome, Benjamin.
Close to the Lion of Bodilon House.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think we are celebrating for this Bodilon also.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian.
All right.
So we share with people that are rejoicing.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, likewise, they share with us also.
Mm-hmm.
You see, despite that I don't understand the language, the meaning of that song, but the last caller now makes me to feel happy.
Yeah.
There is a word he used here as an Igbo man who will not bring something that will kill us.
That's right. That's right.
From our tongue or from our leg, from our character.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not good for us to kill ourselves.
Mm.
He used a language, that bird that normally cry.
Yes.
That bird, that cry, cry makes the hunter to locate him wherever he is.
That's right.
So we will not make our enemies to locate us wherever it is.
Amen.
It's a very nice song.
Yes, it is.
It's a very nice song. So my shout out goes to the Nigerian Info staff.
Thank you.
That makes us to be happy, makes us to be a one Nigerian.
That's right.
Through your media.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm not talking of Nigeria in general. Through your media, it makes us to be one. All the callers of Nigerian Info.
Thank you.
My shout outs go to them. All the faithful Muslims, those ones that be a real Muslim, not the ones that are call themselves a Muslim that kill themselves. My child goes to them.
Thank you so
That's
much.
That's what I have for you this morning. Thank you and have a nice celebration.
And you too. God bless you. I might be coming to Bodilon as if that's where the biggest party is. You know, I'm just saying. But in the meantime, let's celebrate Nigeria. First of all, it's one Nigeria. Hausa, Yoruba, Igbo, and Calabar. Muslim, Christian, traditionally, everyone. We're one Nigeria, aren't we? Let's celebrate this. We'll be right back. It's What's Up Lagos. Hey. Yeah.
country. I'm proud and happy. Happy people, enjoyment people. Make we relax. Nguakamaya, Nguakamaya. So some things are bad, but things are bad. But my God who creates the good and bad. Who can help the bad? The Lord go right me, oh Lord. Who stands? Who stands? We must do unite. And the light is green and bless the earth. Bless the earth. We are so God's man. And giant of Africa, oh Lord. We are one to Nigeria, Nigeria. Nigeria, Nigeria. One to Nigeria, Nigeria. Nigeria, Nigeria. One to Nigeria, Nigeria. Nigeria. Since 1914, Nigeria. Queen Elizabeth. Nandira Zikiwe Saba Wakalewa Nisi Yegu Kaduna Abolawa Powerful people, best people. Kungeli Tui Tekova Jimenu Wentekova Aku Yurusi Kuwario Ojuku Ojuku Ethioku Kwenku Kwenku.
And this is when we take a break, pick some bills, and come back with more great programming this holiday. Baraka de Salla to all of you, and we love you. This is Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Well, it's half past the hour of 11 on a Monday, public holiday in this in Lagos and indeed in Nigeria. And if you're listening to us, this is Nigeria Info 99.3. Usually at this time every Monday, you get to listen to the Power Solutions program. Of course, it's powered in partnership with Energy Investment Company Olon. But today, they're on a break, so we'd have great fun together, continuing what we're doing. Hopefully next week we'd have the team join us here for another conversation about the renewable energy sector. You know, we talk about that because it's quite important for us to, you know, transit, move from the kind of energy that we're used to now to something that is cleaner, is better, and safer, cost-effective. And all the positive words that accompany renewable energy. We'll talk about that and talk to the key players from next week. But hey, we have 30 more minutes to have some great fun. If I were you, I would call every member of the family and wake up and smell the traffic jam right now. Not the coffee, the traffic jam in the city of Lagos. And enjoy every moment of radio right here. It's a holiday. Don't expect any seriousness, as it were. Have fun. Relax. Relax. Before you know it now, tomorrow holiday, before you know it, Wednesday, we're back to work. What would you say you achieved? What fun would you say you had? if you spend every day, serious. What fun would you have? So I'm giving you that opportunity to kickstart your fun right here this holiday by not taking life too seriously, by calling the radio station and screaming, "What's up, Lagos?" I mean, that can even start a conversation where you are right now. And then people be like, "See, yeah, he's crazy." And then you guys just laugh about it, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, you can call me up, give a shout out. I'm going to take more shout outs. For those who want to give shout-outs to loved ones this holiday, you want to give shout-outs to Muslim faithful brothers and sisters, you go ahead and do just that. And you want to send me some RAM, send it over. I'm right here. You want to tell it, just do it. But have fun. Whatever you're doing, make sure you're having fun. And I'll be here to ensure that you also have fun the best way I can. We are the Techers, and I'm calling, standing in for the duo, your dynamic duo, Andrea. Although we'll be Techers unavoidably absent today, but she's going to be here tomorrow by the grace of Allah, by the grace of God Almighty. She's going to be here tomorrow, and we're going to have that. We are going to have great fun, as usual. And then we reopen our family talk and all the great conversations you guys are used to. But today is just fun. It's vibes and vibes and vibes. And it's going to be that way till 12 o'clock. So, guys, let's get back to the calls. Who wants to give a shout out? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Yes! Cheers to life!
Thank you, appreciate it.
All right, who do we have?
Of course, really, from I've called before. I go to regard a shout out to Muslim festivals and adopted from the Muslim. So, Mrs. Amani, his mother. So, the family as well as the other Muslim festivals and the sisters as well. God gave us grace to live together and happy. Without problem at war. I appreciate what you are doing and thank God for everything.
Great.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Wow, beautiful. Okay, thank you so much.
Yes.
God bless you, sir. Hello, good morning. Aye, aye, aye. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Okay, lost that. Let's take another call. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? I want to shout.
Yes. Go ahead and shout.
Yeah, it's me, Popular Leaders, Mommy Krista, from Arepe. I just want to shout out to Lagos. Happy Lagos! Yeah, you're welcome. My daughter wants to shout out. Oh, yeah, Alicia, come on, shout. What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Just
what's
like.
Up, Lagos?
Woo! Yes, how are you? Yes. Wow.
What's up, Lagos?
Just like.
Yeah, they're all on holidays. I just want to shout out to Lagos.
Wow, thank you so much. Tell them I love
thank
them
you.
So much. God bless
yeah,
you and family.
You so. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, sir.
All right. Baraka de Salah to all of you listening to me. This morning, especially if you're Muslim, we'd like to greet you specially. Your face show, your shoes shine, your teeth white. If you don't understand where that's coming from, I don't know what to say. And even as we do this, also heart goes out to those who lost their lives at the building collapse at Ebutemeta. You'll be hearing the news, the updates. You're sure of getting more updates in terms of the rescue efforts ongoing. On our news bulletin, so stick around 12 o'clock. There'll be another news bulletin, a comprehensive package of a news bulletin to be aired at that time. You can stay tuned to Nigeria Info, you're sure that you'll get just the best information you need. All right. Hi, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. My shout out to Muslim Faithfuls.
Oh, great.
And the workers of today that are having the Workers' Day celebration.
Right.
Yeah, so can I interpret the part of the song that was
yes, go ahead.
Morning?
Go ahead.
Yes. First, I'm John from Ogba.
All right, John.
Orofo is a bird, is a type of a bird in the wild.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yep.
And Orofo is found to be so loquacious. Mm. Makes so much noise.
Mm-hmm.
And what the bird does is that he will blow her trumpet by saying, They ask the bed, how many children do you have? Yes, my house is filled up with children. No, well, Orofo has only two children.
Wow.
So let me start asking for the children.
Wow. So the lesson there is for you to not to talk anyhow.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for that explanation. So in case you're just joining and you missed out, by the way, it's at 11:37. That's what the time says. And when we started the show today, at some point, I played a particular song. Soro Soro Nime. All right. That's the title of the song, Soro Soro. And, you know, I was asking people to tell me what they understand by the song. The song is done by Aminat Ajao, if I'm correct. Absolutely. Yes, Aminat Ajao is the artist of that song. And apparently the song has a lot of, very, very, very instructive message. Very instructive message. Not to talk anyhow. Some people actually, especially for those of us who are on the mic like this. When I pray for us, I remember one time one of my senior bosses, let me not say this story. You could be listening, so it doesn't make sense. But sometimes... if you know gallant, if you just open mouth and say the one, that will just, put gun on your head, as it were. But it's not just for those who are on the mic like us. We are highly regulated, and by the grace of God, we're trained to do this thing the best way we can. It's just about life itself. Generally, you can't afford to be talking anyhow. I've learned my lessons, that particular lesson, I learned it the hard way, all the time. I learned it the hard way. Not opening the mouth and just saying, matters what you say, irrespective of who you're talking to. And that's a very powerful message that I think, if we're going to end the show today with that message as the goal for the show, I'll be proud that that happened today. All right, so let's get to the WhatsApp messages. It said, I've been trying to get through. Oh, what's up, Lagos? It said, that song, Collins, now me, the hit song, now my hit song of the year, when I offended my mom. It said, she did beat me and tell me, make I sing this song. and I mean, is it not now? Small talk, I talk, picking talk. Oh, is I was like 12 and 13 that year, about 12 or 13 that year. So, whenever he talks, anyhow, the mom would flog and say, you should sing that song. Oh my god. So, apparently, parents have been using the song. Thank you for sharing your story. Let's take another WhatsApp message. More shout outs coming in. This one says, good morning, the techers. I'm giving a shout out to all my Muslim brothers and sisters, especially my boss, Mr. Basit, Mr. Kende, and Arfa Kazim. I wish them all happy Salah celebration, and God should answer all their prayers. Christopher sending the message from Badagri Expressway. Thank you so much, Christopher, for that. And shout out to your bosses. Another one here says, good morning. Okay, I took that already. What's up, Lagos? I saw your message. Wow. All right, I'll check another one now. It says, okay, I want to say happy Salah to my beloved husband, Muhammad Jida Sali. Your wife is saying happy Salah to you. It's, I want to say, I love you so much. That's your wife, Mr. Muhammad Jida Sali. Your wife is saying, I should tell you that she loves you so much. May your hidden prayer, she says, be answered. Amen. And that's from Esther, your wife. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate you. I'm loving the direction of this. Who wants to give a shout out to? The number is 0700-993-993-993. As a lady, you can call 01465-7190. You can send WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Vega?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm fine.
Great. Who do we have?
My name is Dotun.
Oh, Dotun, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Korodu.
All right. Dotun, how is it Korodu now?
It's fine. I'm a little bit funny.
Okay. It's a little bit sunny. Thank you. So you want to give a shout out? So you just want to say what's up, Lagos?
I want to give a shout out to my uncle. He just gave the...
Woo-hoo. What's the uncle's name? Give a shout out in case he's listening.
I want to give a shout out to my uncle, Uncle Tayo.
Okay. Uncle Tayo does give her the baby. Shout out to Uncle Tayo and the wife.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Dotun. Have a splendid day.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my, oh, my.
Bye.
Thank you so much. More calls coming in. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, la, la. I don't like the sound of that. But, hey, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. My name is Ade from Ekpe.
Ade from Ekpe. How are you doing? How's Ekpe this morning?
Yeah, Ekpe is okay. Ekpe is good. I just want to say shout out to Lagos and what's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes, cheers to life.
Yeah, and my shout out to all our Muslim faithful.
Yep.
Shout out to everybody, shout out to all Lagosians. And shout out to we, the Christians, too.
Yeah.
We are waiting to eat the salami.
Now, so.
Everybody that didn't pass, and I'm waiting to eat the salami. Shout out to them, because I'm one of them, too.
All right. Shout out to you. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody in Nigeria. So God bless everybody. God bless Nigeria.
God bless you, too. God bless you, indeed. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, 0700-993-993-993. More messages coming in. You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. All right, what's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. All right, let's take this one. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes. Cheers to
life. Good morning, Mr. Science.
Good morning to you.
Hi, Madam Andre.
She's doing fine. She's doing fantastic. She'll be here tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I want to give a shout out to all Muslim faithfuls out there.
Yep.
I want to wish them happy Eid Mubarak.
Okay. All right.
Also, today is my sister's birthday.
Woohoo! All right. What's your sister's name?
Victoria.
So you want? What do you want to tell her?
AKA Diana Blue.
AKA Diana Blue.
Diana Blue, yeah.
Hey.
I wish her God's blessings and protection now and always.
Amen, amen, amen to that. Thank you.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Just alive. Yes. Oh my, thank you so much. You can tell that these are fans and members of the family. We appreciate you a lot for accepting the craziness, the madness, and the great fun that comes with it. I really thank you for that. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning to you.
What's up, Lego?
Yes, yes.
Well, I agree to you. God bless you for us.
Amen, and you too.
Koboko, I wish all Nigerians workers and Nigeria people happy Baraka de Salao.
Yes, Baraka de Salao.
I'm having a very big problem.
What's the problem, Mo?
The problem is that if I first, I'm going to talk until I go wear only shirts. So then my wife will come and say, you don't do. People go say, so when someone goes say, okay, go first, I'll go tell and say, you never reach like that now. You never reach like that. But maybe they talk or I'm myself, but only butters. So they're going to help me. I get anger problem. I get going to say, laugh. Help me now.
Okay, sorry.
I go tell you first, they talk, or they para. So when first the concept, I go say, nah, I never reach like that. Oh, teacher. So help me out.
Okay. We certainly see what we can do. Okay. Yeah, she's fine. Thank you so much. I mean, sometimes maybe we should talk to Koboko Mano. It might be serious. He's been saying he has one issue. I mean, guys, we'll reach out to him. We'll reach out to him and find out how he's doing. Because I didn't understand that, really. I didn't understand it, but I heard the part I said in itself. So reach out and find out. But he's a vibe. He's a vibe always. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up,
Lagos? Wow.
Good
morning.
Good morning, Sunday. Good to have
Sunday
you again
on
today.
The line. How is my sister, Andrea?
She's doing fantastic. She's doing
in
beautiful.
In fact, I owe her a happy birthday last time she did a birthday dancing party. I couldn't get through. So that's why I say any day, any time, I must double my shout out to the family.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Amen.
My regards to her. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Sunday. Appreciate you indeed. Well, a lot of messages coming in. A lot of them. Well, okay, which one again? Say good morning. I want to wish educators a happy Workers' Day. A shout out to the management and staff of Brighton High School, Hall School, parents, teachers, and pupils, teachers. Okay, this message is coming from Teacher Thomas. Thank you so much for that message. Thank you for your shout out, and I hope you're listening. Good morning. All right, good morning. What's up, Lagos? I wish my lovely wife peace in Kuruka and my kids, Kamsi Ochuku and Esther Okoli, a happy new month. And I wish all Muslim friends a happy Ramadan celebration. It's Damien is sending that message from Shogunle. Okay, what other message you want to take right now? This one is asking me to okay, what are the messages here? Okay, I took that already. Let's see this one. What's up, Lagos? This is coming from Cedric, Mr. Cedric. It's M is sending a message. I said, what's up, Lagos? My shout out goes to my mentor, Mr. Koiki. Okay, and Pro Bono Vice Principal Admin, wishing him and his family happy celebration. Thank you for that message. Appreciate you very much. Chike sending a message. Shout out to Mr. Sheriff Quadri, Head of Programs Nigeria Info, Programs Manager, you mean. And I want to say happy celebration. My condolences to those who lost their lives yesterday. Talking about the building collapse, I guess. Thank you for that message. How thoughtful of you to think about those families too. All right, what's up, Lagos? A friend of mine okay, I took that message earlier. Let me see. Okay, another one here says, happy new month. Welcome to the month of May. This is the month this month will be your month of unlimited joy, divine connections, great success, and all the good things of life. Thank you so much for that message. Appreciate you indeed. Well, more messages are coming in. Let's get back to the phone lines. It's a vibe day today. Have fun. Give shout out. Scream what's up, Lagos. And that's it. That's it for today. No serious talk. What's up, Lagos?
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Femi on the line.
What was your name? Femi. What did you say?
I said Femi on the line.
Oh, Femi, where are you calling from?
From Bobalenji.
Great, fantastic. What's happening there and what's going on?
I think for real.
I didn't hear that. Could you say that again?
Everywhere is hot. It's moved well here.
Okay, it's hot. What do you mean hot? The sun or happenings?
No. I'm talking about the
celebration. Okay. All right, great. I get it. So, you know, by the way, we use those words. We use that, we understand it. So everywhere hot. You know, everywhere stew. Everywhere hot. In this case, it's not the weather. It's not talking about the weather condition or whether it's sunny, as it were, or the temperature. Everywhere hot means that, you know, everywhere's bubbling. There's a part to the celebration everywhere. Okay, let's get more calls. Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lego?
Yes! Yes! Yes, the light!
Woohoo! Colin!
Yes.
Good to see you. Good to hear from you again.
Same here. Same here. Who do we have?
This is Gilbert. Gilbert from Akute.
Hey, Gilbert. Gilbert. How far now? How's the family?
The family is good. They are good. They are resting. In fact, I'm cleaning everywhere. Everybody's busy for the holiday.
Absolutely.
Shout out to all my friends and fans. So I just wish them happy Salah.
Yes, so they're here. We go. Shout out to you too.
How is Andrea? How is Andrea? And take care. Gino, take care.
Andrea is doing well. Well, Zane is doing great.
When will you bring
to the
station?
To do what?
Want to hear his voice again.
You know, when we record it, don't worry, I'll record his voice. The next time I come, I'll play it for you. Yes! Yes! Just the life! If you're a father out there and your prayer is that you don't want your child to do the work you're doing, let me see your hand up. you know that thing, right? That you tell your children, don't near this work, oh, no do amo. There are fathers who are in that position. There are parents who have made up their mind. I think I'm one of them. Oh. If I hear I want to start, sorry, sir, I want to do, I want to go and do presentation, I want to be I say, no, I presented, your mother and I, we have presented all the presentation, or whatever it is that, you know, makes up radio presentation, we've done it all. So you don't need, there's nothing else to do there. Try something else. All right. Anyways, shout out to all of you for the love. We appreciate you, no doubt. It's 11:52. We're wrapping up in 3 minutes' time. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes! Cheers to life!
Carly.
Yes, good morning. Who do we have?
Yeah, Joshua Sunday.
I didn't get the name.
Joshua Sunday.
Oh, how are you today, sir?
Fine. Just want to say hi.
Okay, hi to you too. I hope you're having fun where you are. I hope you're good.
Yes, sir.
All right, fantastic. I appreciate you for that. Thanks for the love. Hi, right, good morning. No, network, don't do that to him. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Ooh la la, ooh la la. Nah, that line just messed up the whole thing. Hi, good morning. Hello, good morning. Ooh, that's jamming again. We're wrapping up shortly, guys. It's been a great fun experience, if you ask me, on the show today. Just coming here. Having all of us scream, what's up, Lagos? You know, get excited, inviting that positive energy to us until we can, you know, be in the right frame of mind and also appreciate and celebrate life as we go about our daily activity today. And shout out to everyone, workers, to Muslim faithful, to every single person under the sound of my voice. We say shout out to you. One last call, and now we say our bye-byes on the show. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Titekas.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes! Cheers to life! Woohoo! Aye, aye, aye.
My name is Alhaji Adewale Atonda, AAA.
Alhaji Adewale Atonda. Triple A, welcome, sir. Baraka de Salah, sir.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Amen, and you too.
I want to shout out to my boss.
Okay.
Alhaji Musa Mohammed.
Okay.
Road Transport Employee Association of Nigeria, our president.
Okay.
I want to shout out Baraka de Salah to my boss, Alhaji Shamsuddin Yusuf.
Okay.
God Almighty will bless all of them.
Amen.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes! Cheers to life! Aye, aye, aye. With that, you know, that's Alhaji powered What's Up, Lagos. We have successfully done the work for today. We have successfully come to the end of the show. I just had fun, and I hope you guys had fun too. Maybe not just me, they have fun, yeah. Maybe you're not having fun. But if you did not, no worry. Tomorrow, we'll have even greater fun. It'll be better. And if you enjoyed it, man, show some love. Follow us on our socials. Andrea_Teke on Instagram. Do that right now. She's got some amazing content that will, you know, inspire you for sure. Andrea_Teke. You can also follow me at Collins_Teke. And you can do that. You can follow the Tekes also. V.Tekes on Instagram. Follow and let's connect. Let's be, you know, let's operate. Let's have fun together. Thank you so much for making the show a great success always. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the messages. Shout out to all of you. And I would say God bless you. God bless our homes. And God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Bye for now. My name is Collins. Take care. Toria no go oh oh no mama raye kimi ni we don sa oh ya pa mi le baby pa mi le na lo loko meji do ro pe to sule pa mi le oh ya baby pa mi le ma lo loko meji do ro pe to sule a lo ba won da dele bo Agba certification ni won be la mule be ni le kan si Alo ba won da dele boy Agba certification ni won be la mule be ni le kan si